excluding the yoina, the raven, mivnei shemoitzitzoit, because it sips up the water, it's moitzit. Moitzit means it like sucks up the water. So here the shawl of pasting the mechat, as Rashi says, means other oifers some shosim if they drink from it, because they don't suck it up. After the water goes in, like they pick up the mouth. So it's considered like they're doing malacha with the water. And that's malacha. Anytime you do malacha with the water becomes possible mechatis. So any other bird that drinks from this water, the water becomes possible for mechatis. It sucks it up. Now, the emissive is true that what you're saying, listening, chutz mi yoin nevetosol. The Shudah says also, chutz mi yoin nevetosol. Shirashi the tosol min yoinu, Shudah said, chutz, why only say min ayoinu? Shudah said min ayoinu nevetosol. Tosol, this bird is also a min yoinu. And the summer also, it's moitzet. So the water should still be kosher. So the Moritz says, no, Amr Rav Zeira, ze moitzet so makia, vizeh moitzet vayena makia. True, they both sip it up, but one vomits it up, spits it out again, and one does not. Rashi says, Tosil moitzitzu mekiya. Afilu hochi min yoinu. It's like a type of a yoinu. But it's not mamish like a yoinu. Only the water that a yoinu drinks, that's kosher. Because it sips it up, and no water falls back in again. Mashenkein, the tosil, even though it's a type of a yoinu, but it sips up the water, and then it spits it back in again. So the water comes back in again, on that we're afraid to say, it's considered like malacha was done. As the other oifers, they pick up the water, and some water drops down. So the water that drops back in again, that water is considered like it was nasa malacha, therefore it's posla mechatis. So it's the water that a yoina drinks, that's the only oif that's still the water, still kosher. Because the moment they sip up the water, so whatever water goes into the mouth, they drink it down. None of that water falls back again into the water, therefore the water is still kosher la mechatis. Another one says, Om Rav Yudav Yudav says, Hani Kuvshini Sutsaino is Kshem Lagabi Mizbeach. Rashi says, these are Turim Blashin Arami. These type of doves, Sutsuni Rashi says, Hashem Mekoimim. So the Kitsaino Kivshani Sutsuni, these type of doves, Shino Aksherim Lagabi Mizbeach. And the Moore says, Vehain Hain Turim Shel Rachba. These are the same type of birds, the Turim, that are found in Rachba. So Moore says, Meitzah, I have a question. When the Pasuk says Ezov, you should take an Ezov, so Darshan V'loy Ezov Yavan, not a Greek or Ezov. Rashi says, V'chol Leilu Min Ezov, the type of an Ezov, L'sheish Tam Shem Levoy, they have another nickname to it. Alma Shem Levoy Pasuk, the Torah says take an Ezov, the high stops, so from its Torah, so it's only an Ezov by itself, none of it has another nickname with it. And V'loy Ezov Kuchli, V'loy Ezov Raimi, V'loi Midbari, V'loi Kol Ezov, Sheish Lo Shem Levoya, any type of an Ezov that has another nickname, even though called after the name of the city where regular Ezov, you meant to say Afuka, the other ones. V'ekpi, B'Torah, the was marked, but have a regular type, so therefore, Yesh Lo Shem Levoya, Apostle. If it has another nickname to it, another name on it, or Greek, Hysop, that's Apostle. But behind these birds over here, Lenishtanu Shimon Kodim Matan Torah, the names did not change before Matan Torah. Meaning by Matan Torah, they were always called the same Turim. So only later on, the people called their name, but he asked for its place. So now we don't see the Torah as Makbet upon. So therefore, those birds are still kosher. Rashi says, Hugain Ezov, Ubosa Torah Vekpidu, Hugain Ezov Shehis, Ikirosai Torah, Bekama Mekomos, Lo Nishbad, Lo Namikwa Lichtav, Ezer B'Shem Levoya. The Torah never used another nickname to it. Toshma Mina Kfeberu, Mashenkein, these birds, since it wasn't there before in Matan Torah, it does happen later on, so we don't see the Torah's marked upon the names, therefore the birds are still kosher. Ravam Rava says like this, Ravam are Hani Kuvshani Tsusino, these type of birds, these Turim, is the Asrayu Stomakolu. In their own city they call it just Stam, a regular Turim, a regular dove. So in the other places they call it. So if it's not really called the nickname. Is the Asrayu Stomakolu in their own place, it's only called a regular dove, therefore it's kosher. Omer of Yehuda, who is like this? Hani Kaza Devechufi. Rashi says Chagotim, these are grasshoppers. Hani Kaza Devechufi, then you find these grasshoppers. by the Vechufi, those type of grasshoppers, by the rushes, so it's kosher. Then it's a theory, those grasshoppers are also. The Amr Ravina says it's not only a Sufik, whether it's grasshopper or not, by the Vechavi, but it's a Vada Yisr. And therefore, Makin and Alayu, you'll even get Malkus wherever he's from it. Mishum Sheretzaif. Now the Amr of Yehuda Ravina says this, Sa'ado. It's the name of birds. This type of a bird, it's Sa'ado, Shorik, you'll not eat it. Barda also, the bird is called Barda, is also to eat. Mishamnech, what seems to remember? Bar minei, remember, in order to remember this, think of an expression like a bar from it, like bar minei, excluding this one. So same word, bardo, like bar minei, means excluding this one. So the bardo, that's the one that's also. Bar minei. Now marga, what about the bird called marga? That's a sveka, that's a silver, whether it's a kosher bird or a trefa bird. Omer Rav Asi, Shmoyne Sreik is saying there are eight different type of birds. That's a suffix, whether they're kosher teeth or not. Shmoyne Sreik is saying that's the choyva, the chuga, the suga, the hanuga, tushlemei, umarba, kechilna, ubanavcha. These eight birds are sreikis, whether they're kosher or not. Samor says, Maisrakayu, what's the suffix about these things? Oifas Tahirim, Kukovin Niklav, the kosher birds, the kukovin, the type of a stomach by them, it could be peeled off. Utumeyim, but a bird is Tomei and Kukovon and Niklav. Their kukovin cannot be peeled off. Now, behind these eight birds, Kukovon and Niklav is Sakino, that you have to use a knife to peel it off. It doesn't come off Stamazoi, you have to use a knife. If so, that's the suffix where this is called a bar, Niklafanat. The verse says, "I vuhi bar azza." There was once a duck. The heavy bay mashmul blow to mashmul. The heavy called maklif kukavinay. He wasn't able to peel off the skin around his kukavin. The yisrei b'shimusha, and he put it into the sun. He let it stay in the sun, got it hot. The chivun the rafu once it softened up, iklaf it came off well. So maybe he also these eight birds also mustamik leave in the sun and come off well. And even though without the sun it was hard. So Moshe said, no, Hossam, Kirofi, Iklev, Biyodei. These, is that over there, that duck, once it's softened up, you can peel it off with your hands. But Hocha, Bayas, Alpha, Gav, the rough, even though these eight birds become hot, become soft, when Iklev, still, you cannot peel it off, a little bit of sakino with a knife. So that's a selfie, if that's called a cimentor or not. Omra Bayabai said this, Tana Gurla, the Yagmo. If you have a chicken that lives ba'agmo in the swamps, so chad mishuman esreikis, so it's also one of the eight doubts whether it's kosher or not. V'haynu marda, that's the bird called marda. Omer apropo, tarnagol di'agmo asiro, the tarnagol from this tzedagmo is taken rosatit. Tarnagol to di'agmo, so it says, tarnagol di'agmo asiro, the male from the Agma swamps up our trace. Tanagolta, the female, the hen, the Agma shore, that's Mutter. The Simnech Esos, remember this? Amoini v'loy Amoinis. That only an Amoini is also to marry them, and not an Amoinis. An Amoinis is Mutter. So the female is Mutter, and the male is also. Dorosh Mremer, Mremer dashin like this. Tanagolta, the Agma, the female, from the Yagma, from the swamps, Asir it's also teeth, he dashed the other way. Tanagot, the yod was also. And that's also. So Chaziu the dorsal of Yochla. He saw the way it seized the other animals, its food, and ate that way. So that was a simin trefa. Vahainu Girusa, that's the bird called Girusa. Omarav Shavur. So Rav said this, Omarav Shavur. Again, Omer Rav, Shavir and after this type of a bird, the Shavir and after Shori, he also will not eat it. Pirus and after this type of the bird, the Pirus and after is also. Vishanech, what's the simin? That Pirus Rishoi, remember the thing, the wicked Pirus, that's treif. Omer Rav Huna, Bunya Shori, this bird called Bunya is Mutter, Pruza also, but the bird called Pruza, that's also. Prua is also. Shenech, what's the simin? Pru yam gusha. Remember this saying of the magician called Perua, that he's treif, like, therefore this bird is also treif. Omer Apollopapa says, Mordo zogid v'ochil shari. He says, the mordo, so it depends. If it stands straight up and eats, that's permissible. That's okay. Omer Apollopapa, mordo zogid, if it eats standing up, v'ochil eats standing up, shari it's mutter. Zogid v'ochil, but if it has to bend down and eats, v'ochil, that's also. So nech, what's him to remember? Le'eshtachva li'el acha, don't bow down to another ale. That's a simit that bows down the straight. Now, Omar Shmuel says, Shas yechamro, much for the bird what that drinks wine, is asira, that bird is also. So nech, the simit to remember is, Shri Yayin is psulun li'avoida. For the current that drinks wine is possible to do the avoida. This type of a bird that drinks wine is also possible, is also treif. The Yomar Shmuel says, Mazgur Chamra Asira, a bird also that like mixes the wine. Mazgur, he mixes the wine, but it's a different type of bird, he drinks it that way. So, again, Mazgur Chamra Asira, but Bas Mazgur Chamra Shari. But the daughter of the one that mixes it, that's already Mutter. This Nech and the Simini is Yefa Kerchabem Mekerchav, and sometimes the son is better off than the mother. Rashi says, Bas Mazgur, not that it really means the daughter. But how can it be if the mother's treif, how can the daughter be kosher? Chesna says, Yesh Shemo, that's the name of this type of a bird. So, this type of a bird, that's treif. And that's the call. So it's good if that's the name of this bird called Bas Mazgur, that's Sharon. That's just assuming, Senech, Yefa Kerchabem Mekerchav. Alright, we'll stop here.